Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about a story, a true story, that will lead us to learn some lessons. Actually, four lessons that you and I can learn from the mistakes of a big business. It's a true story. It wasn't too long ago that I needed to reach someone that I knew who worked in a local office of a national company. And I was looking in the phone book. Yes, I'm in that generation. I often still pick up the phone book before I do anything else and to look for the number. And so I found a number, but it wasn't a local number. It was a toll-free number for that company. He worked in a local branch of the company. So I even went online. Yeah, you'll be proud of me. I went online and I looked it up. And all I found was a toll-free number. So I dialed that number. And it connected me to the answering system for that company. The entire company. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen these, right? That's right. This business did not publish a local number anywhere in online or in the phone book. And believe it or not, the automated system didn't even give me an option to connect with any local branch or person. I'm not making this up. So here's the first lesson. Don't create barriers to customers. Even if you think you don't have any barriers, small business owners, look for them anyway, because there's a pretty good chance you've got something. You might have a barrier. And if you can't find them, if you're having trouble finding them and you don't trust yourself, ask employees and better yet, ask customers to help you find the barriers. And when you find them, get rid of them. So, okay, back to my story. I called around and I found somebody who knew this guy a little bit better, and he actually had been given from the local company, he'd been given their number, so he gave me the local number. But when I called in that local number, the person who answered said my friend who was in sales had been laid off. I didn't know that. It turns out that this publicly traded company was losing money. So in order for the CEO to impress the Wall Street analysts, who, as you know, influenced the stock price, the CEO said, I'll just lay off 2,000 people. Well, never mind how valuable employees were or whether those cuts would occur to company's long-term performance. Everybody knows that the quickest way to increase profits, temporary increase profits, is to cut payroll, right? It's the biggest, quickest thing you can do. And that's what he did. He told 2,000 employees to hit the bricks, including my friend. So, lesson two. Performance goals for the company are important for planning, but customers don't always buy on your schedule. Don't let short-term expense pressures cost you sales and worse, long-term customer relationships. You can't afford that, small business owners. This company couldn't either, as you'll learn in a minute. So now, back to my story. I learned that my friend had been a top producer in that company, but since he was the last one hired, even though he was producing, he was the first one to go. Guess what? He's no longer a payroll drag on his former employee, but one of their competitors snapped him up quickly. And he's now kicking their assets all over the marketplace with a new company. He's doing a great job working for that competitor. Lesson number three. In the 21st century, seniority does not trump performance. You got to realize that performance, you know, seniority is not something to be disregarded. I admit that, and you take that into consideration. But performance, everybody has to perform. Everybody has to pull their weight. And in my opinion, he should not have been let go from that company. And I suspect they eventually figured that out. So back to the story. What if this big business CEO had simply installed a phone system that would make sure customers could connect to his local office? Think about that. Think about this mechanical, physical solution. If the CEO had just realized, had just taken the time to say, wait a minute. Do I have any barriers to customers? Maybe that's why we're not profitable. Maybe that's why we're not doing well. But instead, he said, let's just lay off a bunch of people. The answer is that my friend, if he had just done that, my friend and several hundred, almost 2,000 people would not have been fired if he just looked around. And who knows, by simply eliminating one customer barrier, this company might have needed to hire more people instead of laying people off. He might have needed to hire more people to handle all the business that went elsewhere. So here's lesson number four. How you run your business, including people, systems, technology, policies, all that stuff. How you run your business is not more important than the ever-evolving expectations of prospects and customers. Think about that, folks. The worst thing that you can say to a customer who has a problem or a complaint or just needs your help, the worst thing that they can ever hear is, I'm sorry, but that's not our policy. You obviously have to have systems that you run your business by and practices that you run your business by. But very rarely are those more important or at least they need to match up with the ever evolving expectations of prospects and customers. By the way, back to our story, that big business that taught us so much, these four valuable lessons, they're no longer in business. They went out of business. No big surprise, right? So, think you don't have any customer barriers? Neither did that big business CEO. Make sure you don't. Ask your customers. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.